the best ways to improve your writing is by learning from your mistakes. The best way to improve your writing is by learning from other people's mistakes. That's why I created a free punctuation mini course for you. All of the common writing mistakes in one spot. If you'd like to learn from other people's mistakes, simply visit studywithandrea.com/mini to register today. Now, enjoy this writing lesson. In this TOEFL writing lesson, we're going to talk about how to choose the right words at the right time. And here's my big piece of advice for this lesson. Don't use $10 words when you only have a dollar. Okay, what do I mean? So I want you to imagine that you are at the store and you have $1 and you see some amazing things that you want to buy for $10, but all you have is $1. Well, you can only buy what you have for $1, right? You can't buy something for $10 if you only have a dollar. And the same goes for choosing vocabulary words in English. Let's say that you have a decent understanding of vocabulary, and your vocabulary, you've worked on it, and it does well, but there are some words that are really fancy, they're high dollar words, they're complicated to use, and you've heard of them, you might know how to spell them, but you're not sure you know how to use them. Well, I call those $10 words. And when you don't fully understand how to use those $10 words, it's better to just not use them when you are writing. Because when someone hears you use a $10 word and you use it incorrectly, they're going to know that you just copied a word that you heard one time. And they're going to think less of, and they're going to score you lower because you used that word incorrectly. In fact, what you should be doing is have an accurate estimation of how well you can really use vocabulary words. Only use words that you fully understand and fully know how to use. Don't try to use a fancy word or a complicated word to explain something, because if you are unclear, your reader will be unclear. If you're not confident you know how to use that word, don't use it. Instead, use the words you know really well, the words that you're very comfortable with, because when you use them, you will be able to explain your concepts clearly. You will be able to support your ideas because you can use the words that you actually have. And you can do a lot with words that you actually have. So it's really important that you do need to demonstrate that you have good vocabulary, but you shouldn't demonstrate that you have a great vocabulary that you use badly. That's even worse than just using words that might not be as advanced. I hope that makes sense to you. I just don't want for you to put yourself in a position where you think you have to impress the scorer with your words that you just read in the dictionary yesterday. That's not a great idea. I want you to feel confident with the words you use during your writing portion of the test. And with that, just get really good at the words that you do know. And if there's a word words that you don't know ahead of time, make sure that not only do you understand the meaning of that word, but you actually know how to use that. Again, it's what I call using $10 words when you only have a dollar. Just make sure that you understand and you're realistic about your actual vocabulary level before you go into the TOEFL writing test. And sure, you can take some risks and you can try something new, but the best time to try something new is before the test when you're preparing and not during the test. Another thing I want to mention is that longer words aren't always better. The best word for the sentence is the best word, not the longer word. And so you shouldn't just look at how long a word is to think that it's impressive and think you should use it, but instead choose the best word for the sentence that you're writing. Don't just look for longer being better. I hope this advice helps you on the writing portion of the TOEFL test. That was a fun lesson, and we're almost done. But I have one small request. When I say pause it, I want you to pause this lesson and go to studywithandrea.com/mini. That's M-I-N-I. There is a free video course waiting for you. Okay, I'm about to say it, so get ready to register at studywithandrea.com/mini and then come right back. Okay, here it comes. Pause it. Welcome back, and thanks for registering for my free punctuation mini course. I hope you enjoyed this lesson, and I look forward to seeing you in the mini course. Happy learning!